Excuse me, sir.
God, we started. Welcome back to the podcast.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Fuck, that was funny as shit.
So, can you guys explain what the hell just happened?
You were testing out the audio for the beginning of the podcast.
Fuck, I'm
and crying. I was just not holding off the mic, and it was really loud in your ears because you're wearing headphones, you can hear yourself. So, you just kept going, every time I'd say, hey, Cameron, hey, how you doing?
And doing that face.
Why do you have your headphones on?
Because I forgot to put them on, motherfucker.
Put them on. Okay, put them on, cocksucker.
Never heard you say that one.
Hey, so this podcast, by the way, can where can we find this podcast? I forgot.
You can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Radio Public, Overcast. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Those are like I just forgot because I couldn't remember.
Why? Who? Why?
Someone was asking. I was being interrogated earlier.
Wait. Explain, please.
Oh, no. It was just, you know, my.
Yeah. Sorry, someone. You know.
Yeah, she was asking, and I was like, listen, I don't know if you want to listen to the podcast. They talk about some huge subjects.
Oh, yeah.
Very relevant subjects.
Mind-bending relevancy.
Yeah, and yeah, but she just asked me anyways, and I was like, you know what, let me ask them. And I was like, you know, I'm pretty sure they're on Spotify, and I wasn't sure if it was iTunes or Apple something. You said Apple Podcasts. I didn't know Apple Podcasts existed.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all. Really, that's the only reason I wanted to know. You okay there? Oh, by the way, what are you doing, Donovan?
I'm listening to music in my head.
Why are you vibing, bro? What?
I'm listening to music in my head because I can't put it in my earbuds in.
Can you explain to the audience what you've taken today?
So in total today, I have smoked 2 bowls.
You're covering your mouth.
Yes, I know. Anyways, I've had 2 bowls and 1 pre-roll, or 1 half of a pre-roll.
Mm-hmm.
And a 40 milligram THC chocolate and 10 milligram THC wafer.
Nice.
And
Cameron,
the loner, decided to hang with his pal Stoner, and I took a 42.5 milligram medicinal.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that chocolate, it's medicinal,
which is like pretty much half of like what a mega dose would be.
And you guys mentioned the wafer too.
Yeah,
I did.
And then I had a THC chocolate chip cookie. 10 milligrams, so it's like about 52.5 milligrams in total. And then I took a few puffs of a pre-roll with like 47% potency of THC.
Oh my God. Oh. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
A lot.
So, what kind of mind-bending topics do you normally think about on a daily basis?
I don't know. I don't have mind-bending topics. Oh, I did have, like, a I probably got this mixed up.
Keep what?
When we were talking earlier, before the podcast started, we were just, like, talking about coughing, because you were coughing, obviously, after intaking a lot of medicinal plants.
Strictly pre-roll. Medicinal.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, isn't it where, doesn't the doctor stick his finger up your butt and make you cough or something? And you guys were really confused.
That's like that isn't a doctor, that's a fucking licensed pervert. It's a pervert with a license.
But he checks your prostate to make sure it's doing okay.
That's not how it works, dude.
How does it work? Let's see. Lessons from Cameron. Prostate check.
They make you cough to make your balls rise. They don't cough. Like, they don't tell you to cough.
Yeah. Well, they got one finger up your butt, and then they got the other hand gripping your balls.
It's not.
And they make you cough.
That's just called assault, dude. That's not. That is.
Well,
not,
they have a license for it, I guess.
Donovan, are you hearing this bullshit?
I am, but I'm choosing to ignore it by drinking.
I'm just trying to get you guys to believe me because I know you guys are highly medicinally intoxicated.
Wait, are you saying? Are you trying to say that you're trying to take advantage of us?
No.
What?
Are you trying to take advantage of us, dude?
No. I'm trying to trying to make content.
You're doing a pretty good job.
I'm a purely content purpose person. Pervert.
No, shut up!
I think even sober would have had a hard time.
What is with you over there and your pervert actions and accusations?
Even if I were sober, I wouldn't have understood what you just did. Like, pervert, pervert, pooper, like, popper, whatever.
Pubert.
Yeah,
fucking
that.
Pubert.
Dude, would you name a child pubert?
No, that would be ridiculous. There's never been a child named pubert. Definitely
yes, there
not.
Has.
There
I'm
has?
Definitely not being sarcastic in any way, shape, or form.
Someone's been named pubert.
Who's been named pubert?
One of the Adams.
Do you know
family.
Someone?
Pubert Adams.
Pubert Adams.
Pubert fucking Adams, dude.
Pubert Adams.
Yeah.
Sounds like something like a like an energy drink in Fallout.
Pubert Adams.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can kind of see it now. Yeah, I'm seeing
now,
it.
Now, because
Adams, as in like A-T-O,
Adams,
Adams and then pubert.
Pubert just doesn't make sense, but you know, that's pretty much like fucking ghouls.
What are you guys fucking talking about?
Fallout 76, or the Fallout universe.
The Adams?
Yes, Adams, like pubert Adams would be like an energy drink or an energy bar in the Fallout universe.
Yes.
You think that makes sense?
Sure.
Cool. It would. I'm thinking about it now. It would.
Sure.
Dude, like, I'm afraid I would get it. Like, what's your...
Probably not, but it'd be nice. It'd be funny if it actually...
Are you saying it'd be funny if I were afraid?
No. No.
Are you making fun of his insecurities?
Dear God, no.
That's so fucking good for content, so high five from the table.
Self-deprecation is not fun.
Do you guys have the capacity to make a high five first shot?
Definitely.
Yes. Like,
move the shot glass and my water bottle. Go for it.
Oh, God, no.
Do you guys have the mental capacity to make a high five first shot?
Do we?
Do it. Do it.
Would you give us money?
No, I've already given you money for shit that I got conned on.
I'm a full fucking slipping Jimmy Better Call Saul motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this shit.
All right, here they go for the high five. Don't miss.
You, what are you doing?
Yeah, we did it.
Gentleman's high five,
I don't
dude.
Even know. Like, Donovan went for a high five. You went for a slap handshake.
You just got conned again.
We did it, dude.
I didn't lose anything. Just my...
Fucking slipping Jimmy, just Better Call Saul.
I'm the adult right now.
Oh, shit.
I don't like it.
I told you, man. It makes you feel like you're fucking 12 years old and you don't understand why you're getting hard every morning.
What the?
Fucking pubert, dude.
And why Sally Big Tits, your fucking preschool teacher, like, is suddenly looking hot now.
What? What are you talking about,
I'm sure
Cameron?
There's 12-year-olds that go to preschool.
Cameron, are you going to 12-year-old preschool?
12-year-old preschool sounds fucking dope as shit.
What like, are you talking... What are you talking about? You're going down a road that we're not even talking about.
What the fuck?
Like, I would totally enroll my kid in that shit.
I definitely don't want her watching this podcast now, or listening to this podcast
now. Why? Why is she going to... Why?
Cause
are they... About pubert. I'm sorry, they. It's a they.
That, it's not a they. It's a her.
No, I don't mean like...
They is in plural her.
Dude. I'm trying to buy... I'm trying to assist you here, man.
What are you talking about?
The audience can't hear me right
yes,
now.
Yes, they can! Earlier, you tried to quote, and I quote...
Fucking let me do the bit. Let me.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You said you miss 100% shots.
Let me do the bit, okay? Just like...
You have to take a full swallow.
Your bit.
Just let me do the bit, all
right? I'm waiting.
Okay, well, listen.
Show me the bit. Where's the bit?
Here's the bit, all right?
Where's the fucking
show me
bit.
Potato salad!
I'm trying to throw the audience off, okay? I'm trying to throw the audience off.
Or you're trying to throw me under a bus. Maybe hey, you know shit. The they they're talking about.
Shit.
The they he's talking about implying plural people.
I was not talking about they.
I didn't say you. I'm looking at him.
You pointed at me.
My hands are
under the table.
Yeah, shut up with your innuendos. I swear I'm dealing with children. Don is looking out in the corner of the room.
Because I'm looking at TV show.
Turn off the... I'm literally dealing with children.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I
you
tell you. You!
You just hit your fucking
head. I was about to do the fucking oohs, but I forgot, like, that's not really our thing. That's someone else's thing by Chris D'Elia, at Chris D'Elia.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah, it is funny, but, like, I mean, I'd love to be like, oops. I feel like it would just be joke stealing.
They would be.
And this is technically comedy interviews, like comedy podcasts. So
this,
like,
is definitely an original podcast. No one has ever made this in the entirety of the universe.
There has technically been a few that I've seen that were, like, it said, like, loner, stoner cast or whatever, or some shit. But, like, they haven't uploaded in months, so I'm pretty sure they just fucking abandoned the project.
Well.
And I never listened to it, so, like, I can't really say that it'd be stealing. Like, if I figured, like, Loner Stoner podcast would be kind of common, but I was like, hey, you know what? Just beat around the bush. I don't think I used that term right, but whatever.
Do you use features in your titles or no?
Features?
Yeah, like featuring.
Like, FT dot, yeah.
Featuring.
Yeah, so featuring.
Featuring, like, who? What am I?
I mean, right now, well, we've...
I've been going through changes.
You've gone through... We went first...
What was I first originally?
Logan King.
Oh.
Just your full name?
Wow, that's real nice.
Yeah.
My full name? You used my last name?
Yeah.
God, I hope there's a lot of Logan Kings out there. Oh, there's a famous Logan King from Get Out. That'll buy me some time.
Okay, well... And then it was...
That is me. I'm that famous guy. I'm getting you public.
Oh, dude. Fucking good.
Don't shine a flash in my eyes. I'll freak out.
You're trying to throw me off, man.
You've never seen Get Out, have you?
I've seen parts of it.
Is there any movie... Get your light out of here, Donovan. I was just joking. Have you seen a full movie in its entirety?
No.
Ever?
Mm-mm.
Who are you?
Cameron Joseph Harper.
Yeah? Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. What's your input on this, Donovan? Have you been paying attention, or are you just zoned out so fucking far that you're in the dark place?
Bruv, I'm in my own universe.
Dude, is it like Universe 616, like the Marvel Universe, the OG one?
No, what the fuck?
Whatever!
What the fuck? No. Like, I'm just in my
but your future
space.
Present isn't the past until it makes your own future.
Fucking never makes sense. Any like it never Literally. Made sense. Never made sense the first time. Thought it made sense the second time. Then I watched it a third time. Then I was like, it totally didn't make any sense.
Your present's future is now your past.
You know what? I almost want to. I feel like this is a betrayal of so much to say this, but I must say it. Because I've been thinking about it.
Go.
Technically, when I saw it with you guys the first time, it was the second time I watched it.
Are you kidding me?
I watched it.
What the fuck, man?
When did you watch it?
I got out of school.
Who'd you watch it with?
Who?
None other than the Rotten Tangerine.
Ugh! Can I be honest?
It wasn't my
first time either.
What?
What the fuck, you
what?
Fuckers?
I'm thinking of the right one.
You
I'm
fuckers.
Pretty sure.
Endgame, right?
I'm pretty sure if it's Endgame. I don't remember.
We saw it on Sunday, right? We saw it on Sunday.
We saw it on
release.
Sunday. I saw it on Friday.
Me too.
You fuckers.
Where the fuck were you?
I'm at our fucking usual spot, baby. Henderson.
I don't live here.
You live in fucking
north and west and south and east. Right smack in the middle
Washington,
somewhere.
Washington, because who goes there? But yeah, I'm kidding.
I can now admit, you're so sad, your drink is gone.
I had no drink.
Donovan looked in his drink, his empty cup, and looked back up, and he's like, what am I doing with myself? No, I saw it on Friday or Saturday, and I've been holding it ever since.
Yeah.
Because I saw it with one of my friends from high school, Haley, because she like wanted to, I forget why, like we hadn't talked in forever, I guess, and I don't know if it was, God, let's bring a drink. If it was, I think it was her, I think she invited me because her brother didn't want to see it or some crap, and then we went with like one other person, I think, I don't know. It was so long ago, but I just remember thinking, man, this fucking sucks. And then when we saw it, I was like, shit, I gotta react to all the same stuff like I did. Like, I held in my reactions. I almost, like, put myself on pause to, like, watch it the first time. And then when we watched it the second time, I actually let my emotions out, like, what I was feeling the first time.
This makes me so sad, but I have the evidence right here.
You have the ticket.
Yeah, I have.
I think two, I burned mine.
I have both tickets.
I got so skittish and like I didn't know what to do with myself. I was like, "Fuck! I gotta burn this. I gotta burn this ticket."
Did you actually burn it?
I don't know. I don't know where it went. I
probably
lost
just
it.
Threw it away.
I probably lost it somewhere in a wallet or something.
Burning it just sound cool, but I actually threw it away. But
yeah, I just probably lost it somewhere.
This used to be on top when I was going out with Rotten Tangerine.
That's what she said.
And then but then like when we just got hot.
What do you think you're doing?
And Buddy
Who
Stage.
The fuck do you think you are?
This was the
I'm
time
the fucking
we,
stoner.
This was the time we watched it. Let's check the dates.
4/28/2019.
This was this time I watched it.
4/26/2019. I can't remember if I watched it on Friday or Saturday. It must have been Friday or Saturday. That's the only day it would make sense.
It was such a sad and depressing betrayal.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because I was trying to please both the people.
I know, I wanted like...
That would have been funny if Donovan was like, but wait, I didn't watch it. I've seen it two times
before
that. I was at both of your theaters that day.
I didn't even watch it the first time I said I watched. Even when I was with both of you guys.
I set up a camera in the
other
theater.
That was a double.
I closed my eyes, I covered my ears, and I said la 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 to myself so I couldn't see it with you guys.
You're just pouring a straight up empty bottle or empty cup with vodka. We have shot glasses right there. What are you doing, Donovan? What are you doing?
He's fucking living, dude.
Sure. He wants to trick himself and think he's drinking Dr. Pepper.
Shut up, both of you. I'm testing stuff.
One of my favorite fucking bits.
Well, more vodka or more?
Shut up.
Was when I asked Donovan, like, dude, how many flavors are in Dr. Pepper? It's like, how's there 23? He's like, it's fucking... You got the classic. You got the classic.
What?
Sweet, tangy. And he just sips on the drink and I was just like... Fucking spat air everywhere.
God. I want to check my wallet. Don't think, because I changed wallets a while back. I'm pretty sure I don't have it on me. I'm pretty sure
Ow.
I threw it in a bag somewhere. I think I have the Sonic one and that's it. Yeah, I don't know. You guys keep talking. It's a real empty podcast
right now.
Dude,
you have the goatee, man. The goatee.
There's once upon a time. Fuck, I hate them. I hate when they rip it in half now. They rip my ticket like halfway through. Like, here you go.
Saves I have money. All these.
Saves time, not money.
Money time is money.
I actually have the original
Jesus,
time we went
man.
To the Deadpool
Infinity
for your
oh, Deadpool?
Birthday. For his birthday, yeah.
Oh.
At Times Square.
I have mine somewhere too. It's in Dude. A bag in the shed. Full of tickets.
You were, what, 16 at the time?
I 16. Think so.
Well, it came out February 14th, 2016 or 17.
Dude, this nostalgia is going to, like, make me shit myself, man.
That doesn't
like,
make
this
any
is insane.
Sense.
Dude, I don't make sense. I make nothing.
That's a good one.
You're unemployed.
That makes sense. I'm an unemployed person. Why don't you file for unemployment?
Because.
Why didn't we talk about that last week? Because you worked.
I worked, like, maybe a month
Doesn't matter.
Last year.
Still try to get money. Ugh. Oh, crap. Wait. Didn't put this in my wallet.
Can you, like, just swipe the thingy on the... Just swipe the mouse little thingy.
Just move the swipe cursor it a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Just close out everything.
No. Don't do that. It works so well.
Yeah.
I am fucking gone. This is fun.
So.
Take those back. Oh, those go missing.
I don't know, man. I feel like I should burn this one.
No. It's part of history. You don't tear down history, do you? You don't try to wipe it out like it never existed, do you? People don't do that, do they? They do.
I try to, but sometimes it never works. Dude.
Wait a minute. Where's
What?
Where's
Yay! Did you just say her name?
No.
Oh, no. Do I have to fucking edit it, dude?
Are you going to edit this video?
You got to edit it.
That was an accident. So anyways.
Edit it.
My joke didn't work.
We can't.
It's going to be a long
I have now. I'm gonna have to scroll through the whole fucking how long we ever did it because we don't have a tag on.
You don't
on
have
here.
A tag or timeline.
Nope.
No.
You know what? Guess.
Wait, no. We got 21 minutes. It's 21 minutes.
Shit.
21 minutes. Scroll through it. Scroll through it all. Listen you know to the what? Little podcast. You know, Cameron, subscribe to yourself. Listen to the little podcast.
Listen to the Loner Starter podcast on Spotify.
Subscribe and listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Listen to the podcast.
All right, now.
So anyways, that
Rotten Tangerine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know I pronounced the name wrong.
Very wrong.
That was my bad. I'm sorry.
I don't even know where this conversation's going anymore. Man, I'm such a great interviewer.
Interviewer? This is a podcast.
Yeah, there's interviews and podcasts.
Is there?
It's pretty much what the big Rogan, you know, like the Joe Rogan. Experience.
Shit.
Who's that? Take a deep breath.
I just had to process the
Are you doing
bullshit? How you doing over there, Donovan?
I'm fine.
Okay. What are you doing?
Looking at shit on Instagram.
Why are you looking at shit on Instagram?
Dude, that's fucking disgusting.
What channel is that?
Whatever it is.
For a second
send
I thought it
link.
Was cross the Crossroads game.
No, it's U-Tunes.
U-Tunes.
So, anyways.
Dude, you remember Lego Island?
What?
Lego Island.
No, but do you guys remember Lego Racing?
Lego Island? What are you talking about?
Yo, someone has to remember Lego Racing.
No.
I think.
I know Lego Worlds. Is that what you're saying?
Yo, how do you guys not remember Lego Racing, bro?
So long ago. I remember NASCAR Racing.
Donovan, pull that up.
Lego Racing, you want to pull that up? Yeah, I'll pull that shit up.
What about this island
pull
you
up,
speak of?
Lego Island. There's a guy that always held a pizza in his right hand or some shit. Dude, that shit was fucking nostalgia.
What?
Fucking nostalgia.
Are you talking about a YouTuber?
No.
I'm so lost.
Lego Island was this just kind of I don't know, this fucking island with Legos, okay? I don't fucking know how to explain it. It was fucking good. Are you gonna sip your alcohol with a fucking straw? What the fuck? I need my sippy straw. Cinnamon whiskey. I'm afraid to wake up and then listen to this podcast and be like, oh my god, what the fuck did we do?
Oh my god!
What the fuck just happened?
Something got my eye, it's my bad eye.
Your bad eye?
Look at this eye.
Oh, yeah.
Does it look swollen?
You got a
That's because it is.
Fucking stigmatism.
You know what a stigmatism is?
Something with your eyes. Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to the eye doctor? Do you know what the eye doctor is called?
The ophthalmologist?
No.
Ah,
you're close. Unless you're right and there's a different term, it's optometrist.
Optometrist. Yeah, that's definitely it.
Yeah. The ocular doctor.
Do you know what controls the ocular lobe? Wait, that question made no fucking sense. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you just said.
You can't repeat shit like that because it like sounds so similar. It's like, did time just reverse and I just like
what?
Rewinded that?
Shut up! What are you right saying? Now.
Not sponsored.
I don't even. Are you gonna really sip that with a straw? That's.
Go!
Dude, why is the sight of someone sipping alcohol on a straw just?
Logan needs a break.
Oh god, Logan gotta go. Goodbye, Logan.
Logan.
Try to hold a podcast together with a sober person out.
All right.
Fuck, bro.
Logan may die. What's wrong? Logan may. Well, I'm not going to make.
Hey,
jokes
Logan.
Now.
Wait. If you see a package, please let me know. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I just really need my earbuds.
Earbuds, dude. So, what do you think of like? Just. What would, like, what if this podcast actually took off, you think? Like, what if, like, suddenly we just saw, like, oh, you know, we get, like, 20 new listeners from, you know, other different podcasts, and then it's, like, 20 to 40, and then 40 to 100, then 100 to 300 listeners, like constantly, and then it would get to 1,000, couple thousand, 20,000, whatever, you kind of get the point. And we started making, you know, some kind of making some good, just a little bit of good money. How do you think, like, what, like, if you saw that we were just constantly growing and we were starting to get, like, kind of successful off this, what would, like, how would you, those plans, how would that kind of change, like, how you might go on with whatever path you were going on?
You mean, how would I be with stopping my current path and just hopping onto a podcast path?
I guess so. Like, if we were just, like, if you saw, like, oh, wow, you were actually getting pretty successful, and we're just making all these dumb, like, just fart jokes or whatever, like, holy crap, where's my face, or some bullshit stuff like that. Like, just, you know, kept getting popular and just kind of started growing and growing. And it got kind of, like, you can kind of see the potential of where it could go. How would that, like, affect you?
Honestly, kind of scared.
Why would you be scared?
Because I feel like we would inevitably try going to harder stuff, take it a better high.
Whoa, now you're getting drugs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we'd end up, like, craving another high. And, like, I don't want that.
I feel like, at least in my opinion, like, if we were ever, like, starting to, even if it's not even on that level, like, we actually started getting, like, really loyal fans who'd listen. Just, like, you know, maybe a few, like, 20 or 30 loyal fans who really like the show. Like, it's a very indie success kind of show, and we were able to, like, keep entertaining them. They, like, share it or whatever, try to shout that out, you know? Oh, man. Like, this is kind of a deep topic, so I hate to, like, it's kind of, we just kind of have to hop in.
Just continue.
But.
Like, I'm not even here.
You're, like, pondering, like, success of, like, what would happen if this show actually started to get pretty successful. Like, moderately successful, I guess. Like, enough to where we could actually, like, you know, almost make a living off of it. What is going on?
We're good.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
That's like, two napkins.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's still going.
Keep talking.
Dude. Can you, like, respond? Like, say that we were getting successful. Okay. Oh, my God. We were getting successful.
I thought it was going to keep going.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cameron.
Oh, my God.
No one's interrupting you.
Like, what if we did start to get successful off this?
I know what you're saying. The way it came out didn't come out right. But I know what you're saying, Cameron.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Wait, like, can, like, when you start to see the screen kind of gray, can you just, like, yeah, the ink, you just, like, swiggle that biggle. But
what?
What?
Wiggle, 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 please wiggle, don't derail yeah. this, man. Like,
I'm derail like, what? You're derailing yourself.
That's the thing, man. What?
Man. What trap are you talking about? I came in and sat down, and you're like, but what if the if what if?
You're making me sound like that stuttering fucking kid.
Hey, listen, he's a kid.
What if you?
He's got an excuse.
You excuse. And he kind of smiles at the end, like, I did.
You know when you do what, just, you what, you when you do what.
I was asking Donovan, like, this kind of, like, what if this kind of path to success in this podcast kind of route, we're just taking off, and, like, what would happen, like, if I wanted to keep going in this, and I just want to see what would Donovan's opinion would be. About it, and if it would like change,
he keeps looking over at the TV.
I know.
Jesus,
I'm gonna go turn it off.
Well, I mean, no, it's because I've already heard this, so I'm just like.
Well, did you answer?
Yes, I did.
What'd you say?
I said I would be scared.
Why?
Because I'd fear that we'd be starting to crave a bigger high or something to attract more views, and then we'd go to harder shit.
And now I was trying to respond with like, I mean, I feel like if we were to keep getting more successful, I would think that. We shouldn't be trying to have the high be the importance of the show, just like the kind of little...
It's like a bonus.
Yeah. Just kind of keep it, I guess, you know, whatever. Like, if we didn't even... If we just wanted to talk regularly, we could just, like, take, you know, fucking 5-milligram tablet, which probably won't make you feel anything. But yeah. Hey, technically, you have THC in your system. Good luck passing a drug test.
True.
But... I don't know. You get what I'm saying.
I totally get what you're saying. It'd be really nice if it took off. It would just be, like you said, difficult to balance the talk and the THC intake kind of route you want to go. Because people would just, like, probably want you to be at this level at all times, just to where you're, like... Or people would probably want you to be just high enough to where it's funny, but you also... talk and like yeah. create entertainment and talk about relevant things and keep everything rolling.
Yeah.
Keep a conversation going, which is difficult. Also very difficult when people have to walk out of the podcast quite often.
But like, I didn't really mean it in like the drug sense. I meant it more like how would that path like, trying to figure out like the way to say it, just like financially, like we started
financially,
like we were starting
like to sponsors
make, yeah sure, like we had more, like not only Anchor who currently sponsors us but also let's say Manscaped, fucking trim your ball sack.
Don't look it. I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see a package out there?
No. Well, I can go check again. Honestly, I wasn't looking that hard because
okay.
It's focused on
I'm going to go check real quick.
Okay, go for it. Don't go running out in the street.
I'm not Zanae.
Yeah, Zanae is... See, that was such a...
No, like... not C, THC.
Why?
Okay. Go for it.
Man, you know.
You know when she was talking of.
I feel like Zanae, or what? I keep asking Donovan every time, and he's like, "Yeah, I think we may have turned Zanae into a stoner."
Possibly, I agree with that.
Like, I mean, it's cool. I just hope it doesn't drive her down a path because one of.
She's in like college and stuff. Still, yeah. So, you don't want that to like take up all of her time. She wants to obviously focus on things.
Yeah, I mean. I'm kind of afraid because I've been dabbling in edibles at least once every day. I mean, at most once every day, like if I just want to have like an extreme, like holy crap, everything's spinning kind of moment, I'll like, I don't know, take 50 or something. But yeah, Donovan keeps saying, like, yeah, you should start to, you should, like, you're not even really alone, like, the loner anymore. You're just a stoner now, too. And I'm like, yeah, but if you think about it, how can I really be a stoner? I'm not really a stoner. And he was like, what? Like, yeah, you get high, you're a stoner. And I'm just like, well, but I don't smoke. It's like, that doesn't matter. You still get high. And I'm like, well, whatever, man.
Yeah, I don't know. So was there a package out there or no?
Nope.
Oh, that sucks.
You know what? I bet it was fucking shipped by, like, fucking UPS.
Oh, you're right.
What?
You're right.
It is?
Yeah.
You know what? You gotta fucking, like, the FedEx is a shit. The fucking FedEx. Like, don't even get me started on the fucking USPS not showing up on Sunday's bullshit.
Just found a dollar?
In my pocket, yeah.
Just, like, copy it and, like, make $1 million.
It's all, like, money grows on trees.
Get it? Because, like, fucking wood and paper and shit. That's your typical fucking stoner humor right there.
Sorry, I keep getting distracted by something. My phone keeps making a noise that implies that someone is trying to contact me. What did you just say?
By hot cuties? Boobies?
No, Cameron.
It's code.
Are you pouring a bowl of cereal?
No.
If you are, you better be pouring me one.
Is it ice cubes?
Wait, what kind of cereal?
Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
Ooh, oops, all berries. Oops, all berries. I saw you getting ready. Damn, you ever combo them?
Wombo fucking combo.
Wombo combo.
I asked my friend.
Wait, you see the audio there, Cameron? Watch this. Dick and balls, there you go.
Jesus, that's going to be fucking loud when I listen to it later.
Is it?
Probably.
I think it's
dry.
Because
dry milk.
I've been drinking
dehydrated milk.
Who the fuck?
He doesn't have any milk, Cameron.
Who are you?
What? I've been drinking alcohol and I don't want to mix with my
I thought you just said you put alcohol in your cereal.
That's what I thought.
You substitute your milk for soda or alcohol or
Dude, I thought you said
I made a little dick.
I must have got lost in translation.
You see
because
it? Look, there it goes.
Oops.
A little one.
I must have gotten lost in translation somewhere because I thought you were like, because you said, like, you put alcohol as a substitute for milk? I'm like, what?
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Like, that's like, what's that one movie with Nicolas Cage?
They're all bad, Cameron. I don't know. I kind of block him out when it comes to them.
Something in Las Vegas.
Nicolas Cage in Las Vegas?
Probably something like that. It's probably a very Nicolas Cage thing.
Tiger King in Las Vegas?
Oh, my God. Why would they cast him?
Not David Spade. Nicolas Cage. What is your problem, whatever studio?
David Spade would have been... I don't know. He's
David Spade would have been great.
But no, he's doing some other fucking Netflix movie with, like, the fucking app, like,
Adam Sandler.
No.
What? What were you going to say?
I think it is a Happy Madison studio thing, though.
Yeah, it's always. He made that studio just for his friends to be in.
Yeah.
The movies.
Dude, Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider!
Dude, he's such a fucking whack dude.
Is he?
He just, like, has such the most random fucking cameo roles or whatever in the movies. He's fucking Hawaiian. He's Asian. He's Mexican.
I think. Wait, who produced Grown Ups?
I think it was Happy Madison.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like just the Grown Ups movies were just more like we're just friends having fun on a movie set rather than like trying to focus on it being.
Do you know how low those ratings were for Rotten Tomatoes? I fucking love those movies.
But on Rotten Tomatoes, they like
the first one was great. Second one's like kind of. Feel like it was trying to remix the first one. What?
I think blacked out.
You just blacked out?
Probably.
What? You're still here.
Dude, there was this woman in... I'm going
to... Whoa. Take this you just said blacked out, and then you said there was this woman. Calm down.
Listen, you're taking it way out of context, okay? This slander.
Cameron, you just said the words. I just repeated them.
But in a different tone. That's slander. Okay, I'm going to continue my sentence.
Go ahead.
So, don't tell me I fucking forgot the sentence.
There was this woman after she blacked out.
Yes, and dude.
Oh. Okay.
Like, there was she, like there was this dog. And I'm like, oh, look, dog. And then I look up.
I look at the ground.
Like, oh, there's a fucking little dog on the ground at the dispensary. This is fucking dope.
Dispensary?
Yeah.
What?
And I look up, I was like, whoa, hips.
What are you talking about?
Like, I look up at the dog, and I look at the owner's legs, and I look up...
Who are you? Where are you in this situation?
I'm waiting in line, and she's waiting in line.
You didn't explain this part. You just said, so, this woman blacked out, there was a guy, there was a dog, I looked up.
First of all, I never said some woman blacked out. That's fucking slander, dude.
I said that, and you continued the story, implying that it was correct.
Dude, don't fuck with me here, okay? You know what I'm trying to
say. Okay, my point was, you didn't explain the context.
I was waiting in line.
There you go.
Okay, let me fucking restart the story. I go in to get my medical stuff at a doctor's office dispensary. But, and I'm waiting in line.
Doctor's office.
I'm waiting in line. And I look over, and there's a dog on the ground. And I'm like, oh, shit, I like dogs. And it's a white dog, and it stood out because the ground was yellowish-orange. And I look up, and the dog, like, starts sniffing the owner's feet, and I look at the owner's, like, pants. I'm like, whoa, those are bright. Those are, like, really bright blue pants. And I look up, and like, whoa, hips. And it's just like... And I look up more, and I see her more of a body, and it's like, this is like the perfect body. This is the most perfect body I've seen on a woman ever.
What?
And I'm looking.
Cameron, like, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm admiring a beautiful woman.
Okay.
Who has her dog in the dispensary. And I'm like, whoa. And then she looks over, and she's just like, she's just fucking gorgeous. And I'm like, whoa. And, I don't know. She was just, like, picking up her dog and petting her. I don't know why she had her dog in the fucking dispensary, but whatever.
Dog need medicine.
And she gets some, like, fucking champagne pre-roll or whatever, flower or whatever.
What?
Fucking, some fucking champagne marijuana shit. But, yeah. That, like, I was pleasantly surprised to see that. And I'm like, wow, she's fucking... She's gorgeous.
What was the point to this story?
I honestly forgot, like, two sentences ago. I was just like, fuck, I need to fucking roll with it.
God. Okay.
Are you on my level?
Any input? Besides cereal?
I'm just questioning what the fuck was going on. Like, you just, like...
I was explaining a very beautiful woman.
I get that, but you were, like, all over the place.
I am always all over the place. DNA-wise.
I'm going to let you dig yourself out of that hole.
I'm just going
to... Here's the shovel.
It's like I'm trying to dig for gold that's not there.
How did that go?
I don't know. I just looked at her and I'm like, she's gorgeous. And then I looked and I was like, when can I fucking get this ready? I just want my weed. But I don't think I'm like, Donovan.
You haven't been doing any shots.
I haven't been.
No.
Me and Logan have been drinking.
Yeah.
I'm on my third.
I
did two, and then combined, I sipped my third.
I think combined, I'm on my third, too.
You combined the Fireball?
No.
Sprite
with the vodka. And then I had that shot of vodka with you, and then I also put the vodka in before with the Dr. Pepper,
just
too.
Just vodka, vodka, vodka.
Yep.
Okay.
Might I say, Logan...
That's why I don't want milk.
Yeah. We're here.
You good?
Your mouth in the words, but nothing's coming out.
Come on, spit it out, boy.
Your beard's looking mighty fine, Logan.
Cameron, you were just talking about admiring women's bodies, and now you're talking about my beard being fine.
It looks pretty good.
Thanks. Thank you for that.
Thank you, too. Appreciate that.
For what?
Wiggle my shit like that.
What the fuck, Cameron? I just moved the cursor on the laptop. This is going to be a conversation.
This is like a conversation that would occur with my therapist.
Wait, therapist?
Oh, shit.
Self therapist?
What?
What?
I want to be a therapist.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Well,
bro, I want to play some fucking Apex Legends.
Of course you do.
Dude, I swear.
I know why you do.
Dude, every time you play that game, I swear it's like you get so mad. We're fucking teammates! Yeah. It's like, ooh! And I'm just like, dude. And you just like, it's just like explosion of nuclear anger. And just like, fuck!
I felt like Jason was like that the other day, which happens rarely. I forget. It must have been Star Wars or something.
Probably Star Wars.
Yeah. He got really, really mad. I was just like, I'm just chilling here.
We're
doing like Heroes versus Villains or whatever you call it, Hero Showdown. We just kept getting destroyed. I was like, well, these guys are overpowered. And he was just getting kind of mad. I was like, nothing we can do. I just felt bad.
Lately, well, that was before when I played on Xbox. Not to be rude. Not to be rude.
Get out of here. You don't belong here anymore.
Shut up.
You're not part of the crew. You're gone. Part of the crew, part of the ship. Part of the crew, part of the ship.
Look. I'm still
you
on Xbox.
You and your piece, you're dead.
No, fuck you. I'm still on Xbox too, alright?
I'm also on Xbox and PC and just multitasking and play both games at once. He does it. I don't know how he does it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. While we're queuing for a game, he's like, yeah, I'm playing PUBG right now.
No, Fallout. Fallout 76.
You know, I think this is kind of backtracking in the topic we were talking about earlier, but I think that the reason why I'm so attached to, like, single-player story-heavy games is because it doesn't really require much, like...
I still get pissed.
Why?
I've had some pretty bad, angry moments for some reason when it comes to single-player games, thinking that I could just...
Just climb up the fucking wall. Climb up the fucking wall. No, don't jump off the fucking wall, you dumbass.
That's not a game, like, issue. That's a player issue.
I've just been...
No, that's Assassin's Creed issue.
Oh, my God. That used to infuriate me.
Go up the fucking wall. No.
Oh, you want to run and jump off the wall into the ocean? Okay.
No, what the fuck?
By the way, you can't swim.
What?
This is the part of the podcast where we start talking.
Do you think, oh my god, I just made the connection John Marston is related to Altair because he can't swim?
What? Oh my god.
It's great. Dude, we gotta play Assassin's Creed Unity sometime. It's great.
I gotta reinstall it.
I have it installed.
I finally made the big boy moves and got our other friend
an 8 terabyte. Hard
so
grind.
listen to the reasoning to this. My reason I gave to him was because every time he would say, I would like, we would all be in a party ready to play, like figure out what game we're gonna play. We'd be like, all right, how about that? And you'd be like, I don't have that installed. How about this? I don't have that installed. And it would come down to like 3 games because he doesn't have enough storage. And I bought this for him and said, never, ever, ever do I want to hear those words come out of your mouth ever again. better not ever say, I don't have room for this, or I don't have that installed.
I feel like this was more like a lose-lose situation.
How is it a lose-lose situation?
He'll still fucking uninstall shit, so he'll be like, oh, shit, I don't have it installed, dog.
Why? You have 8 terabytes.
He'll be like, oh, shit, I forgot. Like, he forgot that he had 8 terabytes.
You know how many gigs that is?
That's like 8,000 gigabytes. Yeah. That's like a fucking lot.
Download 100 Modern Warfare.
He has to. It's not like ours. You know how I gave you my 2 terabyte. How it's like that. No, it's like an actual fucking like big thing.
Well, it's about. Well, the audience can't see it, but it's like probably.
Yay, big.
Yay, big.
The pretty.
If I could just
the petite
size
cock.
It up. Probably like. Yay, big with the
like
girth
an 8-inch, like an 8-inch destroyer.
How do we with like size wise? You said it's like this big, right?
6 by 1.
Big?
I'm measuring
this big.
I don't. I'm trying to explain to the audience. 6 by 1 by.
No, 4. I'm trying to like actually say like how big do you think it was like visually so I can
like 6 by 4 by 1.
Okay, so it's like girth units.
That's a little big.
And this?
Smaller. Yeah.
That's about, if we're doing this, like, if we're scaling this the American way.
What are you?
If we're, like, measuring the American way, that's about.
Of course we are. We're in America.
That's about.
Metric system, who?
A Big Mac and a half.
Oh, my God. That's about if you get the double Big Mac.
That's about a Big Mac and a half, man.
You know what I was looking at? You know when I said I was looking at special item menus earlier before we went to go eat?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm fucking hungry again.
I was looking at top 25 secret menu items, and the McGangbang popped up.
Oh.
What the hell is that? And if it is real... We need to try it.
I think it comes with like 3 brothers ready to like just like destroy you with 8-inch.
All right, I gotta go.
No, God.
I gotta get out of here. No, but I don't know if that's real or not, but it was on like the top 25 secret item menus.
The McGangbang sounds like McGangbang. A fucking good Friday night afternoon shit, dude. I like how you just slowly turned over like that sentence... was going somewhere, but then it, like, crashed.
That sentence should not have existed.
I forgot where I was going with this before that. What were we talking about before? I have no idea. Oh, I know what I was going to mention. I've been on a spree of trying to complete achievements in games, like, fully 100%. That's what's been infuriating me lately.
Sorry.
Just touch my toes. Vans. Clink, clink.
Vans Brothers.
Yeah, I know Donovan isn't wearing Vans. He's not a Vans guy anymore for some reason. He's betrayed us. He's trying to think really hard because he's typing something. But he's not going to think of it because people are talking out loud. And he needs to think out loud and talk out loud to think what he's talking about.
I'm not even typing. And second off, I use them for work. I have these shoes for work.
Where the hell did that sentence even go?
I don't know. But anyways, achievements. Am I right? I completed Modern Warfare 1, the remastered
my
Modern
earbuds.
Warfare 2 remastered. Oops!
No, that's... At Crystalia.
Yep.
We cited our sources.
We're never going to get this. Like, people are going to go back years to see this. If we like, if this becomes famous, then we're like, oh my God, he referenced that one thing that Crystalia did 7 years ago on podcast 150.
When they're like 3,000.
Yeah, when we actually like when there's like actually traction going on, they're gonna be like, you know what? Let me go back to the audio ones, and they're like track, what is it, 10, 12, 15, 20.
8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9.
Gotta cut that part.
Hold up.
Not sponsored.
I can find it. Hold up.
Dude,
what are you doing? Okay, so anyways, what was I saying? What were you saying?
What's
a game
our...
you've been enjoying lately?
I mean...
This will be our 16th podcast.
Wow.
But I've been... Like, I was listening...
Listening. Playing.
Currently been trying to beat Mafia 2.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
I got the Mafia trilogy, which is
nice.
So... Like, I hope it comes with the first game, because that game's fucking dope.
How do you not know?
What?
How do you not know? You got the Mafia trilogy.
Because it says it's like currently it says the only things that are included is Mafia 2
what?
Definitive Edition, then Mafia usually, 3 Definitive Edition.
Usually Trilogy means yeah, 3.
So I better get my fucking other game.
I'm sure you'll get it. They're just like, you know, doing something.
But
what is the first one even about? I don't remember at all. Is it involved with Vito?
No. It's like in the 1930s.
Well, who's in it? Who are the names?
Tommy Angelo. Like, there's literally a mission in Mafia 2, by spoilers for those Mafia games. In Mafia 2, there's a mission where you're playing, like, where you have to get the debt back so you can pay off the loan shark. And the first thing you do, you drive in the bright red car, and you have to, like, assassinate some guy, and he's like, Mr. Angelo. And he, like, looks over, and he's like, yes? And he's like, Mrs. Salieri sends his regards, and Joe kills him.
Oh,
and
in the first
game,
God.
That's how the first game ends.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I wish I played the first one now.
The first one I heard is, like, even more kind of insane, like, with the rules and stuff.
The rules? Like, what, speeding and stuff? Yeah. That's so annoying. What?
It's gray.
The screen keeps turning gray on the computer. Laptop.
But, Donovan, what games are you into?
Donovan's just on the mic.
Huh?
What games, like, have you been really into?
Fallout. Apex. Fallout.
Fallout 76, dude.
Yep.
I feel like... Man, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Just... Oh, wait, and a little bit of Star Wars Battlefront, too.
Yeah, that's true. I've been playing that. Oh, my God.
So the next game you guys are going to, like, force me to buy?
We might. I mean, yeah. Maybe. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I like it a lot.
Are you over there, Dale Gribble?
Huh?
Are you over there, Dale Gribble?
Huh?
Dale Gribble? Who's that?
Wait, no. Fucking Bill. Bill.
I think that's his name. What are you talking
Who's
about?
The guy? Who's the fat guy in King of the Hill?
King of the Hill? Oh. Yeah.
The guy, the wife beater that doesn't quite
Bill?
Fit.
Wait, the girl with the mop for a wife?
Hey, wait, Dale is the pocket sand guy. Yeah, shit. I messed that up badly.
All I know is Boomhauer.
I'm dangling.
What my man? I don't even know now. No, my man. You seen that episode where he talks normal and everyone else talks like Boomhauer?
Yeah, he's like...
That's so weird.
I'm making things dangle.
Sound like you're Doug Dimino.
Timmy Turner, my name is Doug Dale Dimino.
Doug Dale Dimino.
Tim, I'm the Dimino.
Home of the Dimino.
Dude.
Doug Dale Dimino.
You know what? Like, Donovan, you have Games Pass, right?
Game Passes.
Logan, do you have Game Pass?
No, I don't. I have a code for it.
Oh.
I have a couple.
I might get like a dollar, like just get a month subscription to it. Like, you know what? We could finally play DayZ, see if it actually is any good or not.
I guess. Probably. What was that other game that came out before that? That we were going
to
play?
7 Days to Die?
No. Is DayZ the one that we were waiting for so long?
Yeah, I was super excited
for it. I forget how you start that game. Does it just spawn you anywhere?
It spawns you in this fucking big-ass map.
Well, like, where? Randomly?
Randomly.
Okay. You don't jump out of a plane. Like we're used to nowadays.
Remember H1N1?
H1Z1?
Oh, H1Z1, yeah,
I thought that was DayZ at one point.
It was kind of like a DayZ
ripoff or like double?
I think so, yeah.
Like DayZ didn't do as well as it? Or something? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but then it went to Battle Royale.
Yeah, that was a weird turn.
Fortnite was, like, okay.
It was good early, but then everyone became just such a sweaty builder.
Everyone became toxic.
Toxic?
It was fun to play for a minute, and then it was just like, you know, eh.
I still remember the first day we played it. It was cool because like when the game first came out, they didn't really had like any sense of balance yet for like games and everything. So like almost like every other chest you got was like a legendary. So like every like game, I'd always like land and I'd be like, "Yo, Logan, I got a legendary scar, dude. This is so cool."
Oh yeah.
And then like the next chest, I'd be like, "Yo, I got a legendary sniper."
What is this?
Wait, isn't there like this game, the culling? That's like a pay per match. I heard that fucking disaster.
That no. It's not out yet. It's going to be a game that's going to be out.
There's no way they can.
Or, like, I don't know if it's out yet or not. I think it's supposed to be out yet. No, so.
It's like financial suicide to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's such a ridiculous kind of thing. Like, paying just to play one match.
You only get one match free every day. But then if you want to play some more, you have to pay some coin.
Ugh. It's like, it hurts my brain. Dude, yesterday, you made, like, when we were playing Castle Crashers yesterday, and we had to fight this one boss, but he was, like, guarded by this, like, laser thing, whatever, this fire, like, or torch thing, something like that.
The chapel.
Yeah. And I didn't know, like, I was trying to get him while it was, like, closed, but I kept fucking getting, like, zzzz. And everyone just feels like, dude, what are you doing?
Karen, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, dude, it was like, I kept, like, you just kept laughing so hard. And I was like, I was laughing so freaking hard that my jaw started just like, it felt like I was about to get a locked jaw. I was just like, God. I was laughing just.
Remember when he was, Cast Crashers?
Yeah.
And how he kept running into the laser from the piano guy?
Yeah, he lost it there towards the end. Kept killing himself. Funny.
That shit was funny. These guys are mad at me too for playing Castle Crashers the way I play it.
The way you play it is fine, but the animal you use to play it is the draft, which is booster XP. So you're like 5 levels in front of us. So when we have to fight you for one of the princesses, we're fucked. We might end up turning on
but,
you.
But not yet, because I've yet to put a lot of points in strength. I put it all in magic, and I'm shit at using magic.
Still, you use magic, it's still powerful. You can still use it to your advantage.
Dude.
You can get a draft too.
Huh?
You can get a draft too.
Yeah, I don't want to stoop to your level.
It's not stupid to my level. It's just it a different pet.
He's doing exactly that. That I'm no better than you.
Maybe he's just taking advantage of the environment that he has.
Well, we didn't find the giraffe yet. We reset our characters, but we have all the animals. I just used an animal that boosts the magic attacks, which don't really help me that much, apparently, because it doesn't fucking stop the enemies.
Honestly, the only good magic user out of the four beginning is Red.
The fire one?
Yeah.
No, electricity.
Electricity. He's like the only good one, because all three of us, since you're blue, he's green, I'm orange, ours only hits them one time and then has an after effect of like after damage.
Mine is pretty nice.
Or yours just freezes locks them. Yeah, yours locks them.
Which is pretty nice, because then they have to wiggle out of place.
Yeah, but the red one, electricity, or Jason's, his has constant damage.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's the only good part about that.
Yeah, you have to be pretty accurate with all the attacks.
Honestly, that game is so cute. It's like such a fucking
funny, he said last night, this is the perfect game to play right now, because he was just fucking tripping.
It was just like, dude.
We got to play that again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know...
You know when you know.
Remember that one game, Total Miner?
Total Forge? Miner Z? Forge?
Total Miner Forge.
Why do I always get that messed up?
Did someone just knock on the door?
I heard a rumbling, but isn't Tina out? I mean, isn't she over there?
No, but it came over here.
Go for it. Or it's pretty late. I don't think there's a package at 10 o'clock at night. So, but...
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to be... Whatever. Oh, okay. I understand the lingo of the bingo.
The bingo?
Yeah. You like bingo?
What? Who doesn't like bingo?
I don't know.
Unless there's no prize.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dumb. I remember we were playing...
Bingo! What'd you win? Oh, you got bingo.
I was playing poker. We were just so bored in jazz band.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, the drummer, another trumpet player, we were all just trying to play bingo. Or not bingo. What the fuck am I talking about? We were playing trying to play poker.
Poker.
And you're like, what's there to even bet? There's nothing to bet. Like, there's no way to, like, tell what you're doing. What?
I don't know.
But then we were just like, you know, fuck it. We'll just play to play. And it's like, well, what are you going to bet?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. And then he's just like, well, what are we going to play? Or like, it's like, all right, we'll just play. We just played. And you're like, okay, well, how do we make a bet here? It's like, well, I bet so-and-so's girlfriend. He's like, what?
You're gonna what?
It was just, I don't know. I'm going to come up with some weird shit.
No strip poker, right?
No. That wouldn't be allowed in school.
Are you sure? I'm just kidding.
What school do you go to? Your online school? Playing fucking quap for PE, dude?
I'm sorry, how are your online classes going, sir?
Do
you miss your school? It sounds like you miss your school.
I really do miss school.
Bet that sucks. I don't have to go to school.
Neither do I.
I just miss school because it's like such a like a social environment that even if I don't decide to talk to anyone that day, I can still have the opportunity. Like, hey, I'm around people. I can like feel like
you know, feel their energy.
Yeah, I can connect with their energy, and I can just like meet them on that level.
On that level.
Yeah, and plus there's like a lot of you know pretty cute girls there. You know what I'm saying? Pretty hot like fucking. Like, eights and nines.
You need to, like, calm down. First, you're talking about ladies in line.
Second, you got the shirt.
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about your shirt that you're wearing.
It's just a woman riding a dolphin with boobies.
She's entirely
that's
naked.
That's not a dolphin, that's a shark.
That's also a shark.
Even better.
Thrasher.
Thrasher. It's a pretty fucking dope magazine for skateboarding.
Pretty cool.
Dude.
Wasn't there a band named Thrasher?
That's what I was thinking.
Probably. Dude, you know what's coming out soon?
What?
What?
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Ooh.
I can't fucking wait for that game. Like I know. Was watching like Tony Hawk's Underground and stuff. But yeah. So, what is like... As on... End this podcast.
Uh-huh.
That was a weird noise.
To
end this podcast. What would you say is the best...
Tony Hawk's Project 8.
You know, you that doing
that
quick. Is making an ass out of you and me. Even though
an asset?
Ass out of you and me.
Asset. Go ahead.
Ass, he said.
It's you and I. No, because then it wouldn't spell assume.
What? I don't. Okay, know. Go ahead.
What would you say is your favorite video game in the Tony Hawk series?
Oh, okay.
Both of you guys, if you guys even like Tony Hawk's.
I only remember playing the one that you showed me, Logan.
Project 8.
Project 8, yeah, that's the only one I played.
You can flip your skateboard in slow motion and do your own tricks.
Yeah.
And do, like, spins up and, like, it was like a whole map you unlocked. You started from a neighborhood and then moved on. Uh-huh. I played, like, three...
I'm listening.
I only played, like, three Tony Hawk games. One was on Game Boy, two were on Xbox.
How did you play one on Game Boy?
I played a Tony Hawk Game Boy. It was a Game Boy version.
I don't remember.
I think it was an underground Game Boy version or something.
Hmm. All right, let me ask a question though. I guess we can all more better like we can better relate to favorite Call of Duty game. What's your favorite
Call? Oh, I thought you were going first.
No,
because you were like eating the mic. Mine is close between Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops 1. I just recently played Modern Warfare 2 Remastered. I think it's that one. Unless Black Ops 1 Remastered comes out, then it's going to be like a tie again because I love them both so much.
Donovan?
I think Black Ops... No. It's really tough between Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops 1.
Yeah, exactly. Those are like the most two games I put out of the entire series that I put my most hours in.
Exactly. I don't know.
It's just so fun throwing that knife into his face. He's like, huh? And then Black Ops 1 is just like all Vietnam.
Dragovich Steiner, all must die.
My name is Viktor Reznov. I will have my revenge, right?
Something like that.
The numbers. Oh, my question. Question.
Yes.
Question. You played Black Ops 1. Do you remember it mostly or no? Yeah. Wait, what's your answer? Then I'll ask my question real quick.
Man, it's hard to say. It's like I was mostly active on Black Ops 2 when it came to single player and multiplayer. Like, I put so many man hours in that game. I'm like, this is the fucking best game I ever played. It was the Call of Duty days. But, yeah. It's either that or Black Ops 1 because that was really, like, OG. Love the zombies mode. Multiplayer is pretty cool.
Yeah, zombies. It's always fun.
But, yeah. So, what was your question
again? My question was based on Black Ops 1. Did Mason kill JFK? It was heavily implied that he did.
He probably did. But, like, I feel like with the sequels, they just kind of canned the, you know, that potential storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give
a straight answer on that.
Yeah.
Black Ops 2 was like, future. And then they're like, we got to give him a little sweetness of the past. And, of course, I knew it. I knew there was no way. Like, they brought back Woods. I was like, there's no way that he died in the first one. He died off screen so hard. Jumped out the window and exploded. I was like, you gotta be freaking kidding me.
How do you even survive that, though? Fall out of a building and then get blown up by a fucking grenade?
It's pretty bad. I mean, I think it's still... That Black Ops 2 still has the best ending credits thing ever.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it shows, it was Woods, right? He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then he just gets up. He's like, yeah, just be lazy or whatever.
No, I'm just fucking lazy.
Yeah, no, I'm just fucking lazy. And then they start jamming out with Avenged Sevenfold.
Realm and there's like, what so the awesome. Fuck?
What the fuck?
It's like, what is this? This is like, they had to like, it's almost like, I don't even know. They just try to do something crazy.
Well, that was insightful. I love fucking Black Ops. Sometimes those games are pretty good, and then sometimes they're not.
Yeah, the new Modern Warfare, the storyline, great, fantastic.
Pretty good, yeah.
Can't wait for the next one if they like continue that, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they will. Be a very interesting take. Because I don't know what route they'd be going.
Wonder what next game... what. Other game they're making next, if they're making that Black Ops like remake, that'd be
be cool. I want them to go back to that kind of era. That was always fun.
Okay, but yeah,
that's... I would say out of all eras, they can put a game like first-person shooters. I know how terrible it was, but like it'd be the best place, I think, in my opinion, to put those types of games is like kind of Vietnam-ish.
Yeah, that was around there. Yeah,
Those Call of Duty games always usually are pretty good.
That's why it was like fun playing that in World at War. World at War was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Because it was all like, it was very gritty. And then Black Ops kind of saturated that and made it very your own, like, distinction of specific characters and, like, added a whole flip story to it, which is awesome. They definitely made a one-of-a-kind game with Black Ops. And just pretty much all of them that really, like, the good ones that stuck. Like, those ones are the ones that I remember most. Black yeah. Ops 1 and Modern Warfare 2.
Well, Phoner. Is that what we're going to call you now?
Oh, God, that's right, yeah.
Actually, no, I know how I'm going to phrase your name in the credits now. It's always going to be Logan, parentheses, or, like, quotes, Phoner, and then King.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put Logan Phoner?
My stomach just rumbled.
I didn't agree with that statement.
Nope. That's the fireball. Just fuck
that shit. I'm not digesting that. Whatever. But yeah. Man, this is... You're pretty much, again, I said before that you're an honorary member of this podcast. Essentially, you're more than a guest, such as it is with Jason. And you're always welcome to come back.
Uh-huh.
It's good to have you again. Uh-huh. You fucking Adidas... Not sponsored. A hat. Flat bill hat.
This is an audio podcast. They don't know.
But now they know.
Now they do.
Are we going to wrap this shit up?
He's taking his time.
Because I'm just so fucking...
I want to say something, but I don't know if you're going to do something. So go ahead.
Say it.
You haven't used it once. This entire podcast. I'm very surprised.
The effects...
I shouldn't have said anything.
But have a good one, and from God, thank you. Thank you. That was really bad.
That was terrible.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
I don't know. How do you end
this? Go to the fucking stop button, the square.
Keep this in.